USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaks to law enforcement in Macon, Georgia about violent crime. Sessions pushes back on the idea that the criminal justice system is needlessly keeping people in prison.
We do not need one person stay one day longer than they should. But history tells us a certain degree of punishment is necessary if you're going to reduce crime.
President Trump also talking about prison reform during his work vacation in New Jersey. Citing a low unemployment rate and a very tight labor market, the president says businesses are now looking at previously overlooked candidates to fill positions, and that includes prison inmates. He says he wants to implement training programs for those serving time.
The bill expands vocational educational programs to eligible federal inmates so that more of them can learn a trade, and that's what we're doing. We're teaching them trades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At the Pentagon, Vice President Mike Pence unveiled the military's plan for a space force. The blueprint follows President Trump's surprise announcement in June that he was directing the Defense Department to undertake the mission. Pence said the space force will not be built from scratch.
The men and women who run and protect our nation's space programs today are already the best in the world. Since the dawn of the space age, America has remained the best in space.
A Massachusetts man is in custody after making an offer to more than 400 Twitter followers last month.
Mr. Ziabrowski tweeted, quote, "I am broke, but I will scrounge and literally give $500 to anyone who kills an ICE agent."
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says the tweets began in March with the offer of money sent July 2nd. The man was arrested in Queens while visiting a friend. As thousands of firefighters continue to battle the growing flames in California, President Trump blamed the wildfire's severity on the state's water policies. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has directed the National Marine Fisheries Service to prioritize water use in California for firefighting. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
New sanctions imposed on Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Russia's calling the latest sanctions draconian and unacceptable. They'll target millions of dollars in exports to Russia, which the U.S. believes is behind the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter with a chemical agent in Britain back in March. But saying European nations acted by placing sanctions on Russia within days of that incident happening, Democratic Congressman Danny Heck of Washington State wonders why it took the Trump administration so long.
What new evidence has come forward? What took them 6 months to do what it took less than 12 days for the United Kingdom to do?
Heck was speaking on NBC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the responsibility for the deadly violence in Chicago lies with Mayor Rahm Emanuel and other city officials.
That is something that, in terms of our nation, nobody would believe it could be happening. They had 63 incidents last weekend and 12 deaths. That's bad stuff happening, and probably, I guess you have to take from the leadership. This is called bad leadership. There's no reason in a million years that something like that should be happening in Chicago.
Trump said there are those who say that Afghanistan is safer than Chicago. You know what's wrong with Chicago, he asked? Weak, ineffective politicians. A Pennsylvania Roman Catholic bishop says he acknowledges failures were made in the past, and he wants victims of sexual abuse by priests to once again feel welcome in the arms of the church. A state grand jury report detailing hundreds of cases of clergy sexual abuse is expected to be made public any day. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.